The Women's March saw a sharp decline in participants between its first and second year, from 14,000 in 2017 to just 450 in 2018. Lauren Brenzel works with Planned Parenthood. Her group will be hosting the march. She says that the political climate is fueling more interest this year.
People are feeling extra motivated right now with things like the government shutdown and with a proposed so-called fetal heartbeat ban in Florida. There's a lot going on to make people feel motivated to get out and make their voices heard, particularly women.
The march begins this Saturday at 1 p.m. in Railroad Square. From there, participants will head to the Florida A&M University Recreation Center. For WFSU News, I'm Casey Chapter.